Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And during the news, we were talking about... By the way, first of all, I got to thank... what is this here? Andrea Miller, who did the lead vocals and the lyrics for the song on MrTrooper.com. There you go. during the news... I don't know. I don't mean to be rude.
Jesus Christ.
It ain't going to get one more listener.
Guys in the army sticking a gun in their mouth right now. I'm sorry. I am such an unprofessional a-hole. I don't know why CBS keeps me here. I really don't. It's radically rude and unprofessional. What can I do? All right? Please. All right, here we go. It's MrTrooper.com. It's for a good cause. Sound like a guy was in the army. That may have been Port Hueneme. Can we turn our Port Hueneme microphone on? Because one of the Navy guys. Okay. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I know, Ernie. It really doesn't, does it? Does it really matter, Ernie?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't. All right. During the news, we were talking about Starbucks. They lost 97%. Their profits went down 97%. And McDonald's went up 8%. Are people doing this now? They're passing up Starbucks to hit those McDonald's and that coffee there. Is McDonald's destroying Starbucks? And have you had the coffee there? Is it just as good as Starbucks? And how come the profits are down at Starbucks? Every time I go there, there's 40 people in there. And I went there the other day, and the lady said to me, she was very nice, no complaints. She said to me, I ordered some kind of iced coffee drink. And she says to me, she goes, "What's your name?" And I said, "Tim." And she goes, "Oh, that's easy." I said, "Yeah, it is. It's three letters, one syllable. Do you get complicated names here?" She goes, "Well, when people have like real complicated names, they have their Starbucks name." I said, "Oh, okay. So a-holes make up names for themselves at Starbucks?" And Gina, that goes on a lot?
Yes, that's old news, Tim.
But it happens quite regularly.
Oh, yeah, people say that all the time, and they'll say it, like, as a joke when you meet someone, like, "Well, my name is, you know, Philip, but my Starbucks name is Bill."
Wow, is that right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they just give Philip as a Starbucks
Because name? It's really loud in there, and it's one of two reasons. Either they want to be fast and convenient, and they don't want to screw it up, and they want to make sure their order's right, or maybe it's their 5 minutes to live a different life. I really don't know. Yeah.
So odd.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate to say this, and God only knows. I don't like... That's not true. I like judging people. But people are so effing weird who go to Starbucks. I know a lot of people say, "Well, you know, it's a nice place to go. You can hang." I mean, I think all of the people that Ronald Reagan threw out of the insane asylums have all found Starbucks. I mean, people treat it like it's their home. They sit there and they play chess all day. I saw two guys playing chess the other day at the Starbucks in Encino, and neither one of them had coffee. They're just like using one of the tables there to play chess. And then other people gather around and watch him play chess. And then there's another guy picking his toes in the corner, another guy working on a computer. I mean, Christ almighty, it really has become like a homeless shelter, these Starbucks. It's one of the reasons I don't go. There's too many weirdos. You know, weird people hanging outside. There's more strange people inside. Nobody has anything to do, it seems like. Nobody's in a hurry. Nobody has anything. You know, they're all sitting there on either, you know, writing on a computer or playing a game or... I don't know what the Christ they're doing, but, you know, maybe that's what Starbucks has to do, is set a limit on these people loitering. You know, get them moving. Maybe that's how they can make a little more money. All right, Starbucks their profit's down 97%. McDonald's is up 8%. Is that a sign of the times? And has anybody can compare the two coffees? If you're a big Starbucks fan and you've recently had McDonald's, maybe you can help some of the listeners out. Is it the same coffee? What's the price? I don't know. I'm not a big coffee drinker, but a lot of you are drinking coffee. And it's like the biggest story on the internet, next to what you should name Obama's dog.
Jesus Christ.
Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Angel out there in Los Angeles. Angel, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, hi, Tim.
All right.
I actually used to work for Starbucks, and despite the...
What'd you do for Starbucks?
I was a ship supervisor. It was like just the middle
shift
management.
With an FT, right?
Yeah. they have their just say yes policy, and a lot of people take advantage of it, meaning,
It last night. I saw a little girl who's she was about 10 years old at the Starbucks, and she grabbed a package of those cookies, and, you know, her dad bought her the cookies, and she went back to the seat. She finished them and then went back there and told the lady she didn't get any, and the lady gave her another bag of the cookies.
Oh, yeah, you know, they teach us to, you know, keep the customer as happy as they want.
Yeah, but but then they live there.
Oh yeah, that too. I had a store that was open only until 11 o'clock, and from 9 till 11 there was just people sitting down, not buying anything.
Right.
And
they gotta change that policy, dude.
Oh yeah, you know, I agreed. You know, a lot of the people that worked under me were complaining that, you know, sometimes you just have to say no. But
yeah, say no. You got to teach these sons of bitches a lesson. Hey, Angel, have you had an opportunity to go see the video at MrTrooper.com?
No.
No, you haven't.
But
okay.
I it's not my type of music. I'm right. A little more hardcore, but, you know, and yeah. I'm a big supporter of the troops.
You got it,
and,
buddy.
Yeah, right. And I'm an American, you know. It's my duty to support them any way I can.
You're a big stud, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, there he goes. Hey, look at another Angel. Two angels in a row. In Torrance, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing, Tim Conway.
Hey, what's up, Bubba?
Man? Oh, well, to Starbucks one day, and my girl once said, hey, you know what, I want a caramel frappuccino macchiato, whatever the name is. And I said, give me your name. I said, Black Ops.
I have no idea what she's saying, please. If you're doing crack, you know, call KBC, please. Christ almighty. Low-level S. Chris in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I want to compare the two coffees. I used to be at Starbucks every day.
Right.
Two, three times a day, caramel macchiato, extra shot. Now, I walk down, I take the elevator, go to McDonald's right across the street, hazelnut iced coffee, better.
What's the price difference?
About $1.85. I used to pay $4 for... venti iced caramel macchiato. I paid $2.05 for same size McDonald's coffee.
And what do they call it at McDonald's?
Just the ice.
McCoffee?
They just call it iced coffee.
Oh. And it's what do they call it at Starbucks?
Venti iced caramel macchiato.
Do you feel a gay guy ordering it?
Yeah!
Huh? It's long, complicated, retarded name for a coffee.
Yeah, it is.
You got
more of a man's cup of coffee. They got straightened out. Maybe that's why Starbucks is going out of business or losing all that money. You make all these guys order like they're fairies. You know? Got to order like, hey, I may have a black cup of coffee. And then that means the macchiato, whatever that thing is. Let's talk to Moses in Whittier. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, dude.
Hey, there's a real problem. I'm a security guard at a shopping center where they have a Starbucks.
Right.
And there's all these weird people sitting outside, like, the whole day with dogs and shopping carts full of...
I know. They're just sitting there.
They're sitting down, and some of them are sitting inside. They bring the newspapers. They sell newspapers in there, but they bring the newspapers from somewhere else.
Right. It turns into an insane asylum out there.
Yeah, it's a real problem, and I'm not allowed to kick them out, but I'm allowed to kick them out from outside, like a Ralph store and Rite Aid, but they'll go up to there.
Well, you know who they remind me of, these people hanging out at Starbucks? They remind me of those nuts that hang outside of Vons.
Yeah. You know,
like Vons will have like a table out there and chairs. And some guy will be sitting out there with his dog. I'm like, oh, okay, that's the guy that just hasn't gotten to Starbucks yet today.
Yeah, every time I kick him out from like Rite Aid or Rouse, they all go sit down out there.
Yeah.
How about so? I'm not allowed to tell them to go away. So, you know, they spend the whole day there and they don't buy anything. So I think that's where the profits are going down. They should change their policy about that.
You're exactly right, Moses. You're a very smart man. We're going to give you tickets, dude.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
A pair of tickets to see Sarah Silverman. You know who that is?
Yeah,
huh? Yeah, she's a funny comedian.
Yeah, very funny.
Yeah, she's downtown at the brand new Club Nokia, November 21st. That's a week from Friday. So grab a chick and head down there.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
All right, hold on 1 second. That guy won tickets. Look at that. For people who didn't win tickets, well, I guess everybody other than that dude, go to Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmaster.com. Let's talk to Kevin in Ventura. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
Hey, I just wanted to remind you that the United States Coast Guard is also armed service. You forgot to mention earlier.
Yes, the Coast Guard and the National Guard as well.
No, Coast Guard is completely separate.
No, I'm just saying that the National Guard is over in Iraq as well.
Oh, right, yeah. As well as the Coast Guard, we got a couple hundred guys over there.
Is that right?
Patrol boats.
That must have been something they didn't sign up for.
I was over there for a year. It was actually pretty interesting duty.
I imagine it is, but it's... what was your duty over there in the Coast Guard? You guys off the coast of Iraq?
Well, our main mission over there is to guard the Iraqi oil platforms. There's two major oil platforms over there, which basically supplies Iraq with about 80% of their economy.
Did you ever have to open up on anybody?
No, not while we were there. There was a couple incidents, but not from our particular boat.
Hmm. And when you're over there, you got to go through, I mean, there's some very dangerous waters to get in there.
It's pretty well secured. There's a lot of coalition forces out there.
You guys, were you guys in touch with the U.S. with the U.S. Navy?
Oh, yes. The Navy's out there, and there's a whole mess of, you know, there's Australians, there's Taiwanese, there's all sorts of coalition naval forces out there. Probably the most sketchiest part was, being right on the border of Iranian waters also.
Right. Yeah, because they got some of those high-speed boats there as well. Hey, buddy, thank you for doing that, man. I know it's that's not what you signed up for, but it must have been exciting to be over there.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
You got it, buddy, and thanks for your service on Veterans Day and every day. Guys are over there kicking ass when all those other idiots are sitting over here doing nothing with their lives. Guys are halfway around the world. Let's talk to, I don't know, how about Jim in West Hills? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey,
It says here on the screen you watched the trailer at MrTrooper.com?
No, not that I know. So. Just coming home from the hockey game, actually.
The hockey game?
Yeah.
Who the Kings game?
Actually, I had to leave, but it was tied at the end of two periods, 2-2.
Oh, that's a good time to leave.
Going pretty good, actually. Four rows off the ice, pretty nice.
Nice.
Anyways, McDonald's coffee is by far superior coffee to Starbucks. If you drink a lot of coffee, you know the difference between a quality coffee and not. And for whatever reason, they have a quality coffee, and it is by far superior to...
Now, when you order coffee at McDonald's, you don't have to give them a McDonald's name, do you?
No, you just
coffee, small coffee. It's great. You don't have to give them a latte, grande, chili, whatever, you know.
Yeah, half calf, decaf, the whole run.
Barking some chain. I actually, in the morning, I go to McDonald's about 2 miles away, and I come back, and then, you know, have breakfast, cook up some stuff with the kids.
Good for you.
Back out, but...
It sounds like you got a great life going on, buddy.
I don't know, man.
It does, man. You got kids, you got coffee, you got McDonald's food. What more you can ask for?
God, it's rough, man. It's rough out there.
I know. You know what? It is rough out there. And I know it's the economy, and it's also, you know, the unemployment here in California, but there is very little traffic nowadays. You notice that?
I don't know about that. Not right now, there's not much traffic, but.
Right.
You start driving around LA the wrong time, you're going to catch some.
Thank you, sir. John and Corona, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing? Good evening.
Not bad. How you
doing? I'm doing great. Great. I just wanted to comment on this 97% that they're saying that they're losing profit.
Right.
You have to understand, they're probably writing off all of the leases on the third, the fourth quarter of the year.
Right.
They're showing that as a loss.
Right.
You know,
well,
when you're
that's possible, yes.
You know, when you're charging $1.85 for 20 ounces of coffee, that's almost $16 a gallon.
Right.
That's pretty ridiculous. They're losing money.
Well, I think it's actually more than that, isn't it?
Well, it's $1.85 for 20 ounces. You do the calculations on 124 ounces of per gallon. Right. That's almost like $16 a gallon.
Yeah, it's more than gas.
It's more than gas. It's more than two drinks at a bar.
You're right.
I mean, I'm an avid drinker. I still keep drinking it 3 or 4 times a week. You know, right. So.
How much do you spend at Starbucks?
Probably about $10 a week.
Yeah, you know what? When people are actually in credit trouble, when they owe money on the credit cards, the first thing a credit counselor will ask, how much you spend a month on Starbucks? Because it adds up. I got a friend who spends, you know, $30 a day there. That's $900 a month, almost $12,000 a year.
Jesus Christ.
Just on Starbucks. Was that Gina?
There's actually a book out called The Latte Factor, and it's that same thing. It's written by a someone who does money management, and that's exactly what they ask. How much do you spend on coffee that you're buying, you know, from a gourmet coffee place that you're not making yourself? And
right?
She says, just as you said, if you really do the math, it's going to shock you how much you spend on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you spend $25 there a day, which, you know, you do. You got kids. Your wife goes there twice a day. You go twice a day, $30 a day. And it's almost $12,000 a year.
Yeah. And with all of the things going on with Starbucks, they're now really pushing new products like pastries and more edibles and stuff like that while they're closing down all of the chains. So they'll get you. You're not going to get out of there without a cranberry scone, Tim.
Yeah, I know. All right. Dallas 2, Los Angeles Kings 2. An update on the score there down at the Staples Center. 35 seconds left in the third period, tied 2-2, which means we're probably going to a shootout at the Staples Center. Not exciting. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. When we come back, I have a list of things that were removed in an emergency room from people's tuchuses. You're not going to believe some of the things that the emergency room crew found stuck in people's buckets. Can you say ass? Asses? Okay. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Seven one FM.